Hey everyone, this is the Let's Pop Art podcast, where we explore the ever-changing world of art, digital art, design, content creation, and more. Just a little tidbit before we get started, the podcast has been created for entertainment and educational purposes only, and nothing in the content should be taken as investment advice. For more information, see the full disclaimer at www.letspopart.com. Again, that is www.letspopart.com. So let's get into it and have some fun. So let's get into it. We thought it would be fun to do an episode about the art of podcasting and share some of our passion for the art form that gives us the ability to share our thoughts. Firstly, we believe that podcasting, vodcasting, blogging, website design, graphic design, video design, and typography are sacred. And we feel that even though in social media all these crafts are used, we feel ultimately that social media has hurt the internet for the most part because it has driven traffic and attention to just a couple of domain names. Allow us to explain this and go a bit deeper. We think that individuals and businesses are much better off driving users to their podcast, blog, or website. And being dependent on social media platforms is risky simply because they can change the game, and they are changing the game. We believe that if this is not realized, the internet will continue to be controlled by a few companies and domain names. We believe that there needs to be a heavy revival of the sacred crafts we discussed: podcasting, vodcasting, blogging, website design, graphic design, video design, and typography. Basically, we need to curb our dependency on social media and spend our efforts driving users to assets that we own and that we as individuals or businesses own. We think that this is so important for the art of podcasting. So let us tell you how we feel about the art of podcasting. In the first group of podcasts we created, the sound quality was not good. But we were excited to just be up and running, and we were already enjoying the process of setting up the microphone and doing the recording. We also enjoyed picking the topics we were going to discuss and doing the writing. To this day, we are still trying to perfect the sound, and it is a labor of love. Since our podcast is narrative in nature and about art and design, it is pretty easy to come up with new ideas for podcast episodes, and again, we enjoy that process. The art of podcasting is probably still in its infancy. In the years to come, we will probably hear many passionate stories from podcasters who are passionate about the art form, and we will hear stories about what inspired them and led them to take the leap into podcasting. So let's dive a little into the weeds of podcasting. There are a lot of different types of podcasts: interview style, storytelling, and narrative, just to name a few. And all in all, it does not take a lot of money to get into podcasting, but it is very competitive, and finding a niche could be important. We started out rough at the beginning. We used the microphone from a mobile phone. But that didn't last long. But we were planning and writing our episodes, and that part of it has been the same since we started. But then we invested in an audio interface, a digital audio workstation, or DAW, and we were using a condenser microphone for a while, which was fine, but it picked up a lot of sound from everywhere, meaning if the air conditioning is running, a fan, or a dog is barking outside, it will bleed in, so we switched to an XLR microphone. XLR microphones basically pick up the sound in front of them, so they are nice for podcasting. So to sum it up, getting into the art of podcasting for us was not that hard. On this podcast, we always try to create content that inspires folks to create. Put some ideas out there, and if folks create something, great. If not, that is okay too. Mostly because we believe in freedom. And if you happen to listen to our last episode of our podcast, it was titled, Art Screams Freedom. So for us at this point, we use a desktop computer, an audio interface, an XLR microphone, microphone cords, headphones, and a DAW. But using a condenser microphone can work as well. That's the simple version of it. But there really is a lot more, like recording techniques and editing. When it comes to recording techniques, there is positioning the mic. Mic positioning, we feel, is a personal choice, but some may say keeping your mouth 6 to 8 inches away from the mic is common practice. Recording levels. Keeping an eye on the recording levels is important to prevent distortion. Then there is post-production and editing. Noise reduction. With noise reduction, you can remove unwanted noise like background noise and hum. Some DAWs have built-in noise reduction tools. Equalization, EQ. Equalization or EQ can help with clarity and gives you or your team the ability to adjust the bass and treble to your liking. Compression. Compression helps to create consistent volume levels by evening out the dynamic range. Volume normalization. By keeping the volume normalized, you can keep a consistent volume level throughout the entire podcast episode. Podcasting is special, and a way for so many folks to share a wide variety of content. We feel it is important to point out that blogging and podcasting are so important because it is an easy and inexpensive way for anyone with as little as an internet connection and a mobile device to share whatever they choose to. But the thing is, we cannot assume that everything will just be around forever. One of the troublesome parts about our current social media landscape is that some of the platforms want to keep you trapped in their platform and domain by not or limiting the user's ability to link out of the social media platform. We do not believe that these kinds of tactics are good for the internet and definitely not good for the creator economy. The structure of podcasting itself is pretty good, with lots of places for folks to distribute their podcasts. We wanted to shine a light on podcasting and share our thoughts on how special we think it is. We always do our best to stay positive and are always hopeful for innovation. We are excited about the future of podcasting, and we hope you like this episode titled The Art of Podcasting. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Let's Pop Art Podcast.